Hello, church, and happy Mother's Day to all our moms out there. We are so thankful for you. And since it's Mother's Day, I have asked several of our members, young and old alike, to share some of the ways that their mothers brought joy and or bring joy into their lives. Let's watch.
My mommy gives me joy because she loves me, she hugs me, she teaches me music, and she plays me outside.
What do you think, buddy? Does mommy give you joy? Huh? Yeah. Mommy gives me joy because she feeds me. Gives me all the snacks.
My mom brings me joy when she spends time with me. For a long time, my mom and I have been really close. That's because she makes sure we always get to spend time together every day, whether that's playing games or doing puzzles or watching TV or just talking. I remember when I was younger, on weekends when she wasn't dragging me to all my soccer games and sticking around to watch, we would get together in her room and watch Little House on the Prairie while we scrapbooked. While scrapbooking might not have been my favorite thing, I loved to do it with my mom. All that time that we spent together has made my mom my best friend. She's always there for me to talk when I need to. Thank you, Mom, for making sure I know I'm loved, making it a priority to spend time with me, and always supporting me. Happy Mother's Day.
My mom brought me joy when she was present. Just her presence alone brought joy, not only to me, but to everyone. At work, church, sporting events, restaurants, it didn't matter. Her joy was infectious to everyone around her. This was no more evident than in her family life. She had three kids and invested time in all of us, from shopping with my brother and sister to chasing me around to all my sporting events. She also loved giving gifts, material ones, but also gifts of her time. That didn't change after we grew up either. She was always excited and overjoyed to see all her grandchildren. She loved them so and was always there at the drop of a hat if needed. While Mom's been physically gone for 14 years now, I still see her spirit live on daily through the acts of my sister. Her love and giving nature towards her children and grandchildren, as well as my own kids, is the same thing I always saw in my mom, and that brings me great joy as well. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Mommy brings me joy when she plays time.
Good morning, Chanel family. My mom brings me joy when I think of the blessing that she is still with us. She'll be celebrating her 92nd birthday at the end of May, and I give thanks daily for the blessing that she is still in my life. And it brings me joy when I think about the patience that she had raising me and Dale and Janet. We sometimes had the title of the Three Stooges, and I'm so thankful for her patience. And it also brings me joy when I think about the love and dedication that she showed to her five grandchildren through the years. And nothing brings her more joy than for you to mention her grandchildren or her six great-grandchildren. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers at Chenal Valley.
Growing up, my mom always brought us joy by making sure that we knew that she loved us no matter what.
My mom brings me joy when she takes time out of her day to show us that she loves us and to do things for us.
My mom, Sandy, brings me joy just when I get to spend time with her. She's really always been more like a best friend to me. And I cannot wait until all this is over and I get to give her a really big hug.
My mother, Marilyn, brings me joy when I get to see her acting out her love at River City Ministries and when she tells the stories of all the people that she's been able to help in her volunteering.
Happy Mother's Day.
We love you.
What a beautiful tribute. Thank you to everyone who participated in that. So I couldn't help but notice something interesting when I paid attention to all the joy-themed memories and moments that people shared. Of all the things that they talked about for their moms that brought them joy, most of the things that they mentioned, we wouldn't necessarily categorize as spectacular. Now, the moments, the memories, they are special, but they're not spectacular in the sense that it doesn't require some sort of extravagant trip or elaborate gift for them to be special and bring joy and make a memory. In many ways, what was described was simple, everyday elements of life. It was things like love and service, kindness, compassion to people in the home or people outside the home. It was joy brought through little things like food prepared for them or games they played or TV shows they watched or games they watched their kids play in. It was things like presence, talking, time. And the good news about that is that these are things that we can find even when we're stuck, quarantined at home. I'm guessing all of us by this point has a list of things on our mind, and the list starts something like this: when this is all over, I can't wait to, and then we fill in the blank. I can't wait to go eat in a restaurant again. I can't wait to go to a store or a shopping mall and just browse, wander around where I'm not going in and out as quickly as possible just to get essentials. I can't wait to spend time with a big group of my friends. I can't wait to go on a trip that we had to postpone because of all of this. And all of that is wonderful, and joy can be found in those things. And yet the reminder that we got from this video is joy is often found, and maybe most often found, in the simple everyday elements of life that we can experience even during a pandemic. And that's the message that we get over and over from the book of Ecclesiastes. The writer of Ecclesiastes, sometimes described as the teacher, keeps coming back to that conclusion that the joy and essence of life is not found only in the margins. It's usually not found especially in the margins. It is found in the everyday elements of life. Let's listen to a couple of those examples.
So I decided there is nothing better than to enjoy food and drink and to find satisfaction in work. Then I realized that these pleasures are from the hand of God. For who can eat or enjoy anything apart from God? I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God.
Seize life. Eat bread with gusto. Drink wine with a robust heart. Oh yes, God takes pleasure in your pleasure. Dress festively every morning. Don't skimp on colors and scarves. Relish life with the spouse you love. Each and every day of your precarious life. Each day is God's gift. It's all you get in exchange for the hard work of staying alive. Make the most of each one. Whatever turns up, grab it and do it. And heartily.
So did you notice a pattern there? We could have read at least three more examples that show up like that in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes is written from the perspective of this teacher that wants to teach about life, about real life, about where meaning in life is found. And what the teacher describes is all of the ways that he pursued life, real life, at the extremes, but ways that ultimately came up empty. He throws himself into projects, into things that he can construct and things that he can do and accomplish. And yet in the end, that is a dead end. And then he throws himself into wisdom and knowledge and things that he can learn and things that he can understand. And there's a lot of good stuff there. But in the end, when that was the only pursuit, it was a dead end. And then he throws himself into pleasure and he experiences all kinds of pleasure. And yet, even when he gets to the end of that road, he finds it is a dead end. All of it, he says, is meaningless. It's vanity. It's like a vapor, a mist that's here today and gone tomorrow. When you try to find all of the meaning of life in one narrow pursuit or project, you always come to that dead end and realize that there is a vanity, an emptiness, a meaninglessness to that. But when he backs up and when he finds a new perspective and when he focuses again on God, then part of what he realizes is that joy is not so much found as a goal to be obtained, but it is a gift to be received from the hand of God. And it is a gift that is received in the simple, everyday elements of life. And they are so simple that they can be easily overlooked. Have you ever thought for a moment that God could have created a world that was very utilitarian, that did the job, but in which there wasn't much joy and beauty and happiness and laughter, that God could have created a very flat, one-dimensional, black and white world, and yet God dips his fingers into the full spectrum of colors and splashes it all over creation, that God could have created a tasteless world, and yet God makes food and drink not just nutritious to get us by, but something that is delightful, that God gives us the salty and the sweet, chips and salsa, chips and queso, chips and guacamole, that God could have created an odorless world, and yet God fills the world with wonderful things to smell, sometimes awful things to smell as well, but rain in spring and flowers in spring and bread baking and coffee brewing. God could have created a very bland, boring world, but instead God fills our world with beautiful and delightful things. And Ecclesiastes says that God does this so that people would revere him. But God also does this to bring us joy, to give us pleasure. Or I like how the Message describes it when the Message says that God finds pleasure in our pleasure. When the late Nadine Strain of Louisville, Kentucky was 85 years old, she wrote an essay about what she would do and how she would approach her life if she could do it all over again. She writes, "I'd relax. I'd limber up. I would be sillier than I have been this trip. I would take fewer things seriously. I would take more chances. I would climb more mountains and swim more rivers. I would eat more ice cream and less beans. I would perhaps have more actual troubles, but I would have fewer imaginary ones. You see, I'm one of those people who live sensibly and sanely every hour of every day, day after day. I've had my moments, and if I had to do it again, I would have more of them. Just moments, one after another, instead of living so many years ahead of each day. I've been one of those persons who never goes anywhere without a thermometer, a hot water bottle, and a raincoat. If I had to do it over again, I would travel lighter than I have. If I had my life to live over, I would start barefoot earlier in the spring and stay that way later in the fall. I would go to more dances. I would ride more merry-go-rounds. I would pick more daisies. Sounds to me like she had been reading Ecclesiastes. Get your list together of all the things that you're looking forward to doing when all of this is over. I know I have, but don't miss the joy that is available in the midst of everyday life in God. Receive it as a gift. And now let's pray together as we close.
Hello, Chenal Valley Church. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Pray that you have a blessed day today. Would you all please join me in prayer? Father, we are so grateful for our moms, for the qualities of you that shine through in mothers each and every day, for the comfort and care that they give. And Father, we pray that all mothers in this church family would be blessed today, that they will be uplifted, that they'll be strengthened, that they'll be renewed, and they will feel loved. Father, thank you for the joy that you give us in Jesus Christ, even joy that comes through times of trials. Father, thank you that that produces in us perseverance when we trust you. And I pray that you will help us to seek joy in all things, especially when it's hard and when times are tough. May your Spirit dwell deeply in our hearts and lead us to that joy that only you can give. Father, we're thankful for avenues where we can still communicate together. And Father, we look forward to a day when we can all be back together in person. And we pray as we talk and decide and examine ways that we can do that as a church, that you will lead us and guide us, that you will help us make good decisions that puts others first and that puts safety first, but that also brings us together because we know that you created the church because we need each other and we need to journey together. Father, thank you for your love, for your mercy. Thank you for all that you do for us in good times and bad. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for forgiveness. Help us to seek joy this week. We offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Have a blessed week.